really had a good one. We really had a good one. Right.
Presentation and speech. Hi, everybody. This is Joe and Karen Rodriguez, and we're back with our step-by-step Spanish soul winning tutorial. Before we jump into the second part, we're going to talk real quick about Bibles. Okay, so Joe, what do you have there?
I have the Framing the World Reina Valera Bible. Not to look like a newbie or anything, but I have it all tabbed up.
There's nothing wrong with it. Mine are all tabbed up.
Nah,
all,
you know, I still use I'm one of those individuals that also highlights the scriptures. And I think also if you're new to, and I usually have like one, I'll have another page as two, three, whatever the case may be. But if you're definitely new to the process, you definitely want to give yourself an advantage and as many tools to assist with it.
So this is a great one, easy to go soul winning with because it's small and it's the New Testament. And in the back of this one, it has the plan of salvation in Spanish. Yeah. With the verses to go to and kind of what we're doing, a step by step. So this is a great, if you need a Spanish Bible, especially to go soul winning, it's going to be backwards, but framingtheworld.com, I'll put a link to it below. Also, I have this Bible that I got at Word of Truth Baptist Church. Thank you, Pastor Berzins in church. It is a dual Bible if you want to carry something like this, okay? So it's got the English and the Spanish. As you can see, I have mine, all of them are always tabbed up. And this is the 1602 version. So yeah, this is like the old Spanish, older. And this is the Reina Valera Gomez, right?
I mean, this one would,
it's a little bit more up modern.
Yeah, this is the little, this is the one that Pastor Anderson provides at Faithful Word.
Yes. So. This is heavier to carry, but if you know Spanish and you're going soul winning and you know you might do Spanish or English, versus instead of carrying two Bibles, you could do something like this, and it does have the Old Testament in it as well. Sometimes you want to if you need to prove hell a little bit more, or you need to go to some of the Isaiah verses to prove the deity of Jesus in the Old Testament. So if you want to do that, this is a great dual. Don't do the Reina Valera 1960, right? That's the bad one. Just either older or Reina Valera Gomez, but not the 1960. So
also just again, remember, this is just the New Testament versus that's the Old Testament and
New Testament and dual Testament with the English. Okay, so we'll put some links in the description. Now jumping in, last week we ended off.
We were doing the introduction.
Yes, just to get them to say, yes, you can show them, okay? So the next step that we have to do when we're showing them is we have to get them to
admit they're a sinner.
Yes, because you can't get saved if you don't know what you're getting saved from or why, so they have to admit that they're
a sinner.
Okay. Time out. We really tried to pick the most easiest phrases and words because this is getting a little bit more meaty. So we really tried. So there are lots of different ways you could say it, lots of different phrases you could use, but we just really tried to focus on easy to say and pronounce phrases. Okay, so
the first thing we have to understand is that we're sinners, right? Primero que tenemos que entender es que somos pecadores, ¿verdad?
Okay, so in Spanish, the formal way to say it is lo primero que tenemos que entender es que somos pecadores, ¿verdad? Okay, so
you got written no, no?
Like, yeah, right?
Like, right.
Okay, so that's actually formal and informal, same thing. You're going to say, lo primero que tenemos que entender es que somos pecadores, ¿no? Or, ¿verdad?
¿Verdad?
I guess no is easier. What would you say?
Verdad. I'd go with verdad.
¿Verdad?
Sounds okay. More sophisticated.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Okay, let's turn to Romans 3:10. Joe?
Okay. Como está escrito, no hay justo ni a uno.
Right. So, you know, what that verse is saying. There is none righteous.
No, no, not one.
Okay. So, what you, in English, what you're trying to say is the word justo is talking about being perfect. I'm not perfect. Do you think you are perfect? Of course, nobody is. Okay? So, in Spanish, the formal way to say it would be, la palabra justo está hablando de alguien perfecto. Yo no soy perfecta. Or Joe would say,
yo no soy perfecto.
Yo no soy perfecta. ¿Usted cree que es perfecto? Or if I'm talking to a lady, perfecta. Claro, nadie es. Of course, nobody is. Okay, again, formal. La palabra justo está hablando de alguien perfecto. Yo no soy perfecta. Or Joe would say,
yo no soy perfecto.
¿Usted cree que es perfecto o perfecta?
And if I was a person, I'd be like, no, no.
Claro,
no,
que,
claro
no.
Que no.
Nadie,
no
es.
Nadie es perfecto.
Okay, so informal way to say it would be, la palabra justo está hablando de alguien perfecto. Yo no soy perfecta. ¿Tú crees que eres perfecto o perfecta? ¿Tú crees? So we're doing tú instead of usted cree. ¿Tú crees que eres perfecto o perfecta? And I guess we could say, claro, nadie es. Of course, nobody is. Okay, so then we want to turn to Romans
3:23. All right. Por cuanto todos pecaron y están destruidos de la gloria de Dios.
Okay. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, this is when we want to say, explain what sin is, in case they don't know. A sin is when we break God's laws. Have you ever sinned? Un pecado es cuando quiebra una ley de Dios. ¿Usted alguna vez ha pecado? So that's formal. Informal would be, un pecado es cuando quiebras una ley de Dios. ¿Tú alguna vez has pecado? So you'll see the S's, you know, with the, and the tú, and the mm-hmm. has pecado. Okay, so then, hopefully they say yes, they admit that they've sinned. If not, then we have a problem. That's only happened to me one time, and I couldn't convince her that she sinned.
No, this never happened to me.
Oh. Now we're going to turn to Romans 6:23. And it sounds a little something like this.
Porque la paga del pecado es muerte.
Okay, so we're just focusing on that first part of the verse, which is the wages of sin is death. Okay, so we're just talking about now the consequences of sin. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's when I would say, we all die, right? There is a physical death, but the Bible also talks about a second death. Now, the formal and informal way to say this, same thing, is I would say, todos morimos. Okay, that's die. That's kind of the hardest word in this presentation. Morimos, todos morimos, ¿verdad? Hay una muerte física, pero también la Biblia habla de una segunda muerte.
Okay, I kind of go with more talking about wages, you know, like, oh, we make, how we do wages.
No, that's just hard to do.
Okay. All right, so you're
I'm
going,
trying to do easy.
Okay, so we're talking about the second death. So I would say, okay, if we're talking about the second death, I would go very similar to, I would say, okay, la Biblia dice que hay un muerte de la del cuerpo y hay un segundo muerte del espíritu. And then I might go into the second death and go into Revelation and talk about what happens to your soul.
Okay, so let's do that. Now that we talked about the second death, let's show them that in the Bible. So let's go to Apocalipsis 20:14, Revelation 20:14.
Y la muerte y el infierno fueron lanzados en el lago de fuego. Esta es la muerte segunda. Y el que no fue hallado y que no fue hallado escrito en el libro de la vida fue lanzados en el lago de fuego.
Okay, so you guys all know what Revelation 20:14, you can look at it in your Bible. So it's talking about the lake of fire, and who is not found written in the book of life is cast in there. So this is when I would say, what do you think this place is? You know, this lake of fire, what do you think this place is? Because they have to believe in a literal hell, right? Okay, so I would say formal, ¿qué cree que es este lugar? Or informal, ¿qué crees, with an S, ¿qué crees que es este lugar?
El infierno.
Normally, they say they get it. They know that that's hell. And you don't have to go too far into that. If they don't believe in hell, then obviously it's going to be a little bit harder. You're going to have to prove it with other verses from the Bible. If you're interested in more about that, we can comment below other verses and other things that you could say. But normally, Spanish people, they believe in hell. Okay, right? You would say so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're huge Catholics and Pentecostals in their community. They're big into that. So the majority have heard about Jesus Christ, hell, and God,
heaven.
Heaven and God. Majority have them.
Okay. So then the next thing I would ask is, who is not written in the book of life? The Bible tells us right here, as I'm turning to Revelation 21:8. So to say that, so okay, you could turn to Revelation 21:8. So again, I would say, who is not written in the book of life? The Bible tells us right here. So the way you say that, formal and informal, is the same. You would say, ¿quién no está escrito en el libro? La Biblia nos dice aquí. Okay, so you would say, ¿quién no está escrito en el libro? La Biblia nos dice aquí. Hit it.
This is a tough one, y'all. This is the list of people who are not going to heaven.
Pero los temerosos e incrédulos, los abominables y homicidas, los fornicarios y hechiceros, los idólatras y todos los mentirosos tendrán su parte en el lago que arde con fuego y azufre, que es la muerte segunda. So I want to emphasize the all liars part, right? Y todos los mentirosos, you know. You want to emphasize the liars part, right? Y todos los mentirosos, you know. Let that one really hit them, all liars. So this is when I would say any sin is enough to condemn us to hell. Even one lie. I have lied. Have you ever told a lie? Honestly, we do even worse things, right? But do you think God wants us to go to hell? Of course not. Okay, so this is kind of a long phrase to memorize, but we're going to put it all in the Google Drive for you. So I'm going to say, any sin is enough to condemn us to hell, even one lie. I have lied. Have you ever told a lie? Okay, so formal. Cualquier pecado es suficiente para condenarnos al infierno. Hasta una sola mentira. Yo he mentido. ¿Usted ha dicho una mentira? Okay, that's formal. Informal is, cualquier pecado es suficiente para condenarnos al infierno. Hasta una sola mentira. Yo he mentido. ¿Tú has dicho una mentira? What do normally people say to that?
They'll say normally that they have said a lie, and they'd be like, sí, yo he hecho una mentira.
Okay, so then I just kind of like to say, and honestly, we do even worse things, right? But do you think God wants us to go to hell? And then they're always like saying no, and then you say no, of course not. Okay, so in formal you would say, sí, y la verdad es que hacemos cosas peores, ¿verdad? Pero usted cree que Dios quiere que vayamos al infierno? Y dice, claro que no. Okay, so informal you would say, pero tú crees que Dios quiere que vayamos al infierno? No, claro que no. Okay, that's the informal way. So that's where we will stop for today. So we've got them to the point where they've admitted that they're a sinner, and that the punishment for sin is hell, and we all deserve to go to hell, but that God doesn't want us to go to hell. And then that's when we will go into the next part. Okay, so stay tuned for that. Joe, any final thoughts?
Just when you're holding your Bible to them, just remember, a lot of times what you do when you're going English soul winning, you may kind of, you know, like really show them the verse and have them read it with you. That assists me a lot when I'm gonna do it in Spanish. So I just wanted to just share that. Yeah, and that's it. I can't really think of anything else for right now.
So. If you have any questions or suggestions how to do this series moving forward, leave them in the comments below. And again, in the description is the link to the Google Doc with everything typed out for you. And links to this Bible. And I'll see if I can find the dual one that I have. And that's about it. Okay, thanks everybody for joining us.
Take care, everybody.